Unit 10. Behind the picture. 10A. Black house. Exercise 2.
This house is in fact my house 100 years ago when it was a black house. This house is in Glen Elg, which is in the Highlands of Scotland. And this family in front of it are tinkers. Tinkers are like gypsies. They wander about and they make things and they sell them. They're selling pots and buckets, which they make themselves. In this photograph, they are in front of a black house, which is a very, very, well, this photograph is 100 years old. And at that time, most of the houses in the Highlands were black houses, which were thatched and built of stone, usually quite long buildings, because part of the house was for the animals. So the family lived in one part and the animals lived in the other half. And the thing about the black houses is that they were called black houses because they were so smoky inside, because they had the fire was usually in the middle and the smoke curled up and out of a small hole in the roof, and they really were very smoky. You couldn't really see very well inside.
Exercise 3.
Someone found these photographs in an album, a very old album, in a bookshop, and came to visit all the places where the photographs were taken. He came into my workshop and showed us the photographs, and then brought this photograph out and said, "This is my most favourite photograph. I wonder where it is in Glen Elg." And I said, "It could be anywhere. In fact, it could be here." And then we went out and we looked up and down the road and we looked at the other photographs he had, and we saw the houses on either side, and we realized there was actually the house.
10B, The Scream. Exercise 2.
This picture is The Scream by Edvard Munch, and it's a very powerful picture. It's in black and white, as you see it here. And I think it's particularly powerful mainly because of that figure who seems to be running off this bridge here, holding his or her head in her hands and screaming. And what's very interesting about the picture are the two figures at the end of the bridge, or further up this road, and it's difficult to understand whether the person is running from them or whether they are just innocent bystanders. So the reason I like this picture, the reason I find it powerful, is because I think that the person is not actually running from the two dark figures at the end of the bridge, but in fact the person is suffering perhaps some kind of terrible loneliness or sadness, and actually seems to be trying to hide that feeling from those people. And I think this is a common feeling. I think this is something which we all do sometimes when we feel some feeling, usually a bad feeling, something like loneliness or terrible unhappiness. We don't want other people to see that, and so we have to try and hide that feeling from other members of the public. And I feel that's what this man or woman is doing in the picture here.
Exercise 3.
As a design, the picture is very strong as well. The bridge or the street is a very strong diagonal line which goes through the picture, and then to the right of the screamer's head, there's a series of dark vertical lines. It's difficult to know what that is. Perhaps it's a field, or maybe it could be a wall. It's difficult to know exactly what it is, but those dark vertical lines somehow depress the picture, which is exactly what the artist wanted. And then at the top you have the sky, which the artist has made in the form perhaps of clouds, which are very strong horizontal lines, very, very bold black lines, which again seem to push the whole picture down and add to the depression of the experience which this screamer is feeling.